This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show since 1996. And we proudly bring you this 13th of April 2024 edition of SatMag from Melbourne. Now, Paul's on panel. I'm Macca. My co-host is the chair, God, I've spelt this so wrong, the chair of Thorn Harbour Health, Janet Jukes. Welcome, Janet. And special thanks to our executive producer, Fiona Brooke. What a legend. And our podcaster, James, who'll be urgently or anticipating what we're going to talk about today. So good morning, Paul.
And Macca, a special thank you to Thea on the front desk all the work that Thea's going to help us, because James has taken a few weeks off.
That's right. Connecting.
So thank you, Thea.
All the calls. Now, I've got to say, good morning, Janet. How are you?
Good morning, Macca. What a pleasure to be here. What a gorgeous day.
It's lovely. But $2.2 million to restore the Priscilla bus. So who's going to do it? Is it a defence contractor?
Sounds like a submarine to me.
Like $2.2 million? I mean, God.
Get a new one, couldn't you?
Well,
it might be more than the whole of the budget of that film, I think.
Well, yes. Anyway, the Birdwood, the Motor Museum is fantastic. Not just for the vehicles, but actually some of the displays reflect the culture and times of the vehicle. So it's actually quite a fascinating place. But anyway,
it probably needs a little bit of gay, let's face it.
It does.
A pink bus is going to go down well.
Yeah, but $2.2 million. I wonder what Richard Miles, perhaps he could do it for less. Anyway, what do you reckon? How's the week been?
Oh, it's been a great week, actually. I think I'm feeling a bit exhausted. And, it's actually been filled with a lot of joy and a bit of sadness, because I went up to Melbourne for Phil Carswell's memorial service. And I know you've been covering a lot of Phil over the last couple of months. And he was the first president of Thorn Harbour Health, of Victorian AIDS Council and the AIDS Action Council, as they said. And so that was a bit of a glitterati of Brisbane politics. We had the Premier. Apparently
Stephen
there
Miles,
were no less than four ministers of health, apparently. And, what a remarkable man.
Oh.
What a remarkable man.
And, the passionate, intelligent, evidence-based.
But also generous and kind. I think from Simon Ruth and I were CEO of Thorn Harbour, and I were talking about it. And I think for us, there's all of the history and his massive lifelong work of contribution to our communities. Mm. He's literally saved, hundreds of lives and been behind building the culture of our community controlled organisations.
Yes.
But I think the other thing about that Phil offered and his legacy was his kindness and his generosity. It was the values, And so there's going to be a memorial in Melbourne on the 22nd at BMW Edge in Federation Square?
Yes, yeah.
And I think that's open. You can get tickets, have a look at Thorn Harbour Health. But definitely what a remarkable man, and, very sad to be a part of it, but also quite amazing to see
life well lived.
Yeah. So that was my week.
Made a huge difference.
That's up, isn't it?
And look, it's an interesting week. We a lot of our guests today reflect what's been happening or what's been in the news this week. Shortly, Abe Pulielli from the Greens is joining us wearing his parliamentary gear. Which there's been some discussion about that, although
Dress codes.
I just sort of and it was good that Ave took part in the story, as did a couple of other MPs, but I'm like, why is this a discussion point in a daily newspaper? I mean, seriously.
There are a few other things to talk about.
Talk about lazy journalism.
Who else is on the show, Macca?
Okay, then Josh Burns, the Federal Labor MP for McNamara. He's going to talk to us about federal government's new policy on growth industries. and that will gain some support. I hope it's not tri-continental all over again. Remember that? So he'll talk about that. But also we want to speak to Josh about what actually is federal ALP policy about a two-state solution. And Foreign Minister Penny Wong always seems to be a target of someone. But she got a, you know, she got a bit of dissing this week from all sides when she was basically just restating
ALP policy,
long-standing ALP policy. But anyway, we'll talk to him about that. I'm sure there'll be some other issues. Zoe Daniels, the independent member for Goldstein, want to particularly talk about, well, we'll follow on from Josh's discussion about the federal government's plan to support manufacturing in some industries. I know Zoe will have thoughts on that. But also violence against women. Mm. And Janet, you're going to lead that discussion because it's a particular area of professional and personal interest for you, and I'd really, you know, I want to hear the women.
I think it'll be a very interesting conversation.
Yeah. Then Dr. Louise Richardson, and who's a senior lecturer in philosophy and gender studies, School of Humanities, University of Tasmania. That's a long title, isn't it? We're going to talk about Judith Butler and their book Gender Trouble. Nicole, anyone who's across this will know this
how impenetrable Judith Butler has been through the decades.
Yes, yes.
But very, very founding, you know, ideas about gender and sexuality and what it means to be what gender means. So, yeah, fascinating.
Yeah, what a question.
Not easy to read Judith's books, but it'd be good to have them interpreted by an academic.
Turgid. Then Damien Paddock. Well, you know, I love to read, and I've tried reading it, and I've gone, oh God.
I saw an interview with Judith Butler recently where they talked about how unforgivable their first book was because of some of the sentences were impenetrable, and they really, really were. They really were. But nevertheless, groundbreaking.
You know, reading it, I felt like Alan Turing trying to break the Enigma code. Yes.
Well, that's why we need...
Don't know how it got published, but anyway.
That's why we need...
Yeah. Then Damien Paterson, Policy and Advocacy Advisor, Counsel to Homeless Persons. And it's about, you know, there's a call for safer housing for trans and gender-diverse Victorians. And we want to, you know, talk about this because it's an important issue, and Damien's, you know, a good strong advocate. So that's what we're on today. Nothing complex, just basic shit, really.
Simple, light.
Yeah, exactly. So you are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9 with Macca and Janet Jukes. Our next guest is... Abe Pulielli, dressed in his parliamentary gear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.